From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Melissa Block. A ticking time bomb of enormous consequence. Those words from Secretary of State Hillary Clinton describe mounting tension in Sudan. The south of the country is set to vote in January on whether or not to secede from the north, splitting the country in two. Secretary Clinton has called secession in this case inevitable.
But the north, long dependent on the south's rich oil reserves, strongly opposes a split, and many Sudan watchers worry the vote could renew a decades-old civil war that killed more than 2 million people. The U.S. is now working to ease tension between the two sides to ensure that the January referendum proceeds on schedule. I spoke with the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, about the upcoming vote and whether Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir can be counted on to accept the results.
Well, there's no guarantee, and we're at a very precarious moment as we head toward the referendum on the North and the South, as well as the Abyei referenda in January. And we are, with others in the international community, stepping up our efforts to press both sides in the North-South peace agreement to uphold their commitments and to implement the decisions that they took in 2005 when they signed the peace agreement, which they did of their own free will, out of an assessment of their interests, and to ensure that the agreement they made then is in fact upheld by a credible on-time referendum that is respected by all sides, regardless of its outcome. Now, the United States, as part of that effort, has intensified our diplomacy. President Obama will participate next week at the UN General Assembly in a meeting with the Vice President of Sudan and the President of South Sudan and the Secretary General of the UN and other world leaders to make clear to the parties that they must uphold their commitments and that there will be a path towards support and improved relations with the United States and the international community if they do so, as well as end the conflict in Darfur. But if they fail to do so, they'll face consequences.
We're talking about Africa's largest country splitting up. It has a history of violence. Is this not a major investment on President Obama's part when, as you say, there's no guarantee of success, and at a time when he has, I guess we could say, quite a bit on his foreign policy plate?
Well, there's no doubt that there's quite a bit on our foreign policy plate, but the importance of a peaceful referenda that is respected by the parties is very high on our agenda. So on this, as other pressing priorities internationally, we will contribute our best efforts diplomatically, politically, economically, in partnership with others in the international community to support a desired outcome. We don't have the luxury of ignoring complex problems in Africa or elsewhere, and we won't.
Ambassador Rice, you have long been a proponent of sticks when it comes to working out carrot and stick approaches to Sudan. What are the sticks here? I mean, if President Bashir does not guide this country through a referendum peacefully, what are the consequences?
I'm a proponent of the United States and others in the international community using all the tools at our disposal to try to press the parties to the outcome that they committed to and that is essential for the region and for international peace and security. Those include incentives as well as pressures, and we have outlined both. I don't think it's helpful to get into the potential range of unilateral or multilateral sanctions or pressures that we might employ. The parties know what they are.
Can you say they will be strong? I mean, is President Bashir still considered under indictment for crimes against humanity? Will his government remain on the sponsor of terrorism list? I mean, are those sticks still there?
Absolutely. President Bashir remains accountable for that which he's under indictment for. We have not changed that approach, and we won't. We will insist on accountability for war crimes in this and every other context. With regard to the state sponsor of terrorism, that's a legal requirement, and the terms and conditions to get out from under that designation are specified in the law, and Sudan, like any other country on that list, would have to meet the conditions. So there are no get-out-of-jail-free cards here. The government of Sudan, and indeed the leadership of South Sudan, have to meet a very clear set of benchmarks with regard to both the North-South agreement and to Darfur. And only in that context will there be benefits that accrue from the United States. And should they fail to, obviously, we've been clear that the consequences remain on the table.
And briefly, Ambassador, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, when we talk about the possibility of failure here, said that even if the South votes to break away, there will still be intractable problems. And given the North's thirst for oil, which is predominantly in the South, Secretary Clinton said, what are the deals that can possibly be made that will limit violence? That doesn't sound like a very optimistic assessment from this nation's top diplomat.
Well, clearly, this is a fragile moment and a precarious transition. There will be, if held on time, two critical referenda in January. The people of South Sudan and the people of Abyei will make decisions about their future, whether they remain part of a unified Sudan or, in the case of Abyei, join the South, or in the case of the people of the South, whether or not they choose independence. If they do, as with the birth of any new state, it is a very fragile moment. And we recognize that, and that is why the President and the Secretary and I and others are doing our utmost to press the parties to not only have these referenda, but prepare for the future, whatever that may be, and put in place the steps to ensure that the outcome is peaceful, and that the people of Sudan can look to a future that's more prosperous and more democratic.
We've been speaking to U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice. Ambassador Rice, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.